Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Narayanam namaskrityam.
Narayanam namaskrityam.
Naram chaiva narottamam.
Naram chaiva narottamam.
Daivim sarasatim vyasam.
Daivim sarasatim vyasam.
Tato jayamudhirayet.
Tato jayamudhirayet.
Nasta preshu vabhadreshu.
Nasta preshu vabhadreshu.
Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya.
Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya.
Bhagavati Uttama Shloke.
Bhagavati Uttama Shloke.
Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtaki.
Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtaki.
We're reading Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Chapter 3. Yamaraj instructs his messengers, text number 18.
聖經多加有憑藉六篇第三章原來王分子在這節第十八節。Bhutani Vishnu Surapujitani Durdarsha Lingani Mahadbhutani
Rakshanti
Tadbhakti
Mata Parebhyo Matas Cha Martyan Ata Sarvatas Cha Bhutani Vishnu Surapujitani
Bhutani Vishnu Surapujitani
Durdarsha Lingani Mahadbhutani
Durdarsha Lingani Mahadbhutani
Rakshanti Tadbhakti Mata Parebhyo
Rakshanti Tadbhakti Mata Parebhyo
Matascha Martyan Atasarvatascha
Matascha Martyan Atasarvatascha
Bhutani Vishnu Surapujitani
Bhutani Vishnu Surapujitani
Durdarsha Lingani Mahadbhutani
Durdarsha Lingani Mahadbhutani
Rakshanti Tadbhakti Mata Parebhyo
Rakshanti Tadbhakti Mata Parebhyo
Matascha Martyan Ata Sarvatascha
Matascha Martyan Ata Sarvatascha
Bhutani Vishnu Surapujitani
Bhutani Vishnu Surapujitani
Durdarsha Lingani Mahadbhutani
Durdarsha Lingani
Rakshanti Tadbhakti Mata Parebhyo
Rakshanti Tadbhakti Mata Parebhyo
Matascha Martyan Atasarvatascha
Matascha Martyan Atasarvatascha
Bhutani Vishnu Surapujitani
Bhutani Vishnu Surapujitani
Durdarsha Lingani Rakshanti Tadbhakti Mata Parebhyo
Rakshanti Tadbhakti Mata Parebhyo
Matascha Martyanata Sarvatascha
Matascha Martyanata Sarvatascha Bhutani Vishnu Surapujitani
Bhutani Vishnu Surapujitani
Durdarsha Lingani Mahadbhutani
Durdarsha Lingani Mahadbhutani
Rakshanti Tadbhakti Mata Parebhyo
Rakshanti Tadbhakti Mata Parebhyo
Matascha
Living entities are servants.
Living entities are servants.
Vishnu,
Vishnu
of Lord Vishnu.
Of Lord Vishnu.
Surapujitani.
Surapujitani.
Who are worshipped by the demigods.
Who are worshipped by the demigods.
Durdarsha Lingani, possessing forms not easily seen.
Possessing forms not easily seen.
Mahadbhutani,
Mahadbhutani,
greatly wonderful.
Greatly wonderful.
Rakshanti,
Rakshanti,
they protect.
They protect.
Tad Bhakti Mata, the devotees of the Lord.
The devotees of the Lord.
Parebhya, from others who are inimical.
From others who are inimical.
Mata, from me, Yamaraj, and my order carriers.
From me, Yamaraj, and my order carriers.
Cha, am, Martyan, the human beings.
The human beings.
Atha,
thus,
Sarvata, from everything, Cha, and, translation, the order carriers of Lord Vishnu, who are worshipped even by the demigods, possess wonderful bodily features, exactly like those of Vishnu, and are very rarely seen. The Vishnu Dutas protect the devotees of the Lord from the hands of enemies, from envious persons, and even from my jurisdiction, as well as from natural disturbances. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Yamaraj has specifically described the qualities of the Vishnu Dutas to convince his own servants not to be envious of them. Yamaraj warned the Yamadutas that the Vishnu Dutas are worshipped with respectful obeisances by the demigods and are always very alert to protect the devotees of the Lord from the hands of enemies, from natural disturbances, and from all dangerous conditions in this material world. Sometimes the members of the Krishna conscious society are afraid of the impending danger of world war and ask what would happen to them if a war should occur. In all kinds of dangers, they should be confident of their protection by the Vishnu Dutas, or the Supreme Personality of Godhead, as confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, Kuntiya Pritijanihi Nami Bhakta Pranashyati. Material danger is not meant for devotees. This is also confirmed in Srimad Bhagavatam, Padam Padam Yad Vipidam Natesham. In the material world, There are dangers at every step, but they are not meant for devotees who have fully surrendered unto the lotus feet of the Lord. The pure devotees of Lord Vishnu may rest assured of the Lord's protection, and as long as they are in this material world, they should fully engage in devotional service by preaching the cult of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Krishna, namely the Hare Krishna movement of Krishna consciousness.
Om Ajnana Timarandasya Yananjana Shalakaya Chatsur Militanyena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Vanchakalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So Lord Yamaraj is speaking to the his servants, the Yamadutas. The Yamadutas had been defeated by the Vishnu Dutas. And the Yamadutas had never met the Vishnu Dutas before. They never even heard about them. And they were very surprised to see people who looked so different from them. Yamadutas are so fearful and horrible looking, and the Vishnu Dutas are just the opposite. So, Lord Yamaraj began by describing about the Supreme Personality of Godhead, how there's a personality called Narayana, who is above him and who is the Supreme Authority. And then he told the Yamadutta said, no one can understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Even great sages and demigods cannot understand him, and he's not understood by the mind and senses. And then after describing about the Supreme Lord, then he said, these people who stopped you from arresting Ajamil, these are the servants of the Supreme Lord Narayana.
Krishna 之後呢,他就告訴他們,這些Vishnu之後呢,就是主Krishna的本人。
And they possess almost the same bodily features as the Supreme Lord. So now we're hearing in the verse today about what actual work these Vishnu Dudas do. And it's mentioned how their duty is to protect the devotees of the Lord from any kind of inauspicious or troublesome situation in this material world. It's also mentioned that the position of these Vishnu Dudas, that they are worshipped even by the demigods. Why would the demigods worship them? Because they're confidential servants of the Supreme Lord. The demigods still have some material desire to enjoy this world. But these Vishnu Dudas, they have no material desire. They're from the spiritual world. Therefore, the demigods recognize their superior position and offer them respect. So then these Vishnu Dudas, they will go and protect the devotees, they'll protect them from envious people, and they'll protect them from danger in this world. So in the Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna has stated, Kunti apriti janihi nami bhakta pranashati. Krishna tells Arjuna, declare it boldly, Arjuna, my devotee will never perish. Krishna tells Arjuna to say it because Krishna's, the Acharyas give some explanation. Why would Krishna tell Arjuna to say this? Why didn't Krishna just say it himself? So, one reason is because Krishna is from Vrindavan. He's a Brijbasi. And Brijbasis are sometimes known to be not truthful. Braj, he's a Brajbasi, he's from Vrindavan. And Arjuna is a Kshatriya, he doesn't fool around, he's a truthful person. We know you go in Vrindavan, you have to argue and you'll be cheated in different ways to people. But Arjuna is a Kshatriya, he will be known for his honesty, his word will be worth something, will be valuable. Also Krishna had broken his promise before. It's going to come later, in the battle of Kurukshetra, Krishna will take part in the battle, although he promised he wouldn't take part. He had to take part to protect Arjuna. When Bhishma vowed that either Krishna will break his promise or I will kill Arjuna. So Arjuna's chariot was stuck and broken, and Bhishma was coming to kill Arjuna, and then Krishna picked up the chariot wheel and threatened Bhishma. So when Bhishma saw Krishna coming forward with the chariot wheel, then Bhishma was ready to, I'm so fortunate, Krishna will kill me.
Krishna
And he was happy to see that Krishna break his promise. And so in this way Krishna protected his devotee and he also fulfilled the vow of Bhishma. So Srila Prabhupada in the purport tells us that devotees, we shouldn't be worried about this dangers of the material world, that Krishna will protect us. However, sometimes we do see incidents happen. We have seen some devotees say, we have seen some incidents like a few years ago there was a bombing in the Manipuri temple. And it was on Janmashtami, there was a big crowd there. And some young children died. And some devotees were injured badly. They had to get plastic surgery. So why do these things happen, you know? Why did Krishna not protect them? Well, we cannot understand the plan of Krishna. We could say, well, these devotees, even though some were killed and some were injured, they never lost their Krishna consciousness. The devotional service that is eternal. And Prabhupada also said that one can give up their life in the service of Krishna, that's a great fortune. Just like there was one young lady, Prabhupada disciple, she was from New Vrindavan, young American woman, and she went to Africa to preach. She went to Liberia. So there was a revolution in the country when she was there. And the army took over the country. And the man in charge of the country was killing a lot of people. She was there, and you know the American government were telling all the Americans to get out of the country, and they sent airplanes there to pick up all the Americans and bring them out. But she wouldn't go. She said, we have devotees here, I should stay with them and encourage them. She said, we have devotees, African devotees here, I should stay with them and encourage them. So she stayed there and they were doing some food distribution, food for life program. But at one point, for some reason, somebody, I don't know, one of the devotees or what, somebody wrote a letter to to the man in charge of the country, you know, that he shouldn't do all of this killing, that this is not good. But he should protect the people.
One of the devotees wrote to the leader of this country.
About that he should not do this?
That the leader should not be killing people, that he should protect.
Is a devotee?
Yeah. So when when they got the letter, then after that, then the army came, one jeep, one truck came with some soldiers. And they were going to, they said, we're going to kill all these men, we have to kill these men. So they took these men and they were just going to kill the men, and then this American woman, she ran in front of them. She said, no, you cannot kill him, he's a devotee. And so they killed her. Yeah, and then they killed the other devotees. Yeah. So she gave up her life in Krishna consciousness. So sometimes these incidents happen. Just like we know Abhimanyu. Abhimanyu was killed in the battle. Abhimanyu is Arjuna's son. Why should he be killed in the battle? There is some plan behind it, the Lord's plan. Bhishma told to Yudhisthira Maharaj, as Bhishma lay on the bed of arrows giving up his life, he told Yudhisthira that no one can understand the plan of the Lord. But we should be confident that devotees are under the protection of Krishna. Prabhupada quotes the other verse from Srimad Bhagavatam about how a devotee has nothing to fear in the material
world.
No. One devotee was telling me when Prabhupada first came to America, he was in the hospital, he was not well, he had some health problem. Prabhupada was in the hospital. So the devotee saw that the doctor take this big needle and stick it in Prabhupada. So after the doctors went away, then the devotee said to Prabhupada, Prabhupada, was it painful? Did it hurt? So Prabhupada quoted the verse to them. He quoted this verse which is here in the purport. Samashritaye padapalablapavam mahatpadam punyayashomarari bhavam buddhir vatsapadam parampadam tadvipidam natesham. Parampadam tadvipidam natesham. So this verse is very important. We should understand the meaning. That for one who has taken the shelter of the lotus feet of Makunda, or Murari, for one who has taken shelter of Murari, the killer of the demon Murari, then the ocean of the material existence is reduced to the amount of water in the footprint of a cat. Vatsapadam. Vatsapadam means the footprint of the calf. So, when we take shelter of Krishna, this whole big ocean becomes tiny.
So,
the, for one who has taken shelter of Krishna, the Supreme Lord, the spiritual world is his destination. But for one in the material world, there is simply danger in every step. Padam padam tad vipidam natesham vipidam. Simply dangers in every step. Padam padam padam, every step. Simply danger. But for devotees, we don't have to fear the material world. We can be sure of Krishna's protection. I was just reading last night, there's a bomb explosion at the bank of the Ganga where they do the aarti in Rishikesh, Hardwar, every night. They do that big aarti. They have several pujaris all offering, and they offer the big lamb. So the Muslims, terrorists, they put a bomb there. So one may think, oh, now it's so dangerous, you know, maybe I shouldn't go to the temple anymore. I shouldn't go to Vrindavan or Mayapur, they're very dangerous. So dangerous there, any time there's danger. That's why we have police there, we have security there. You know, we kind of think, Krishna will protect us. You know, we don't need policemen, we don't need to check people. Just like the deities, we have to protect the deities also. Actually, Prabhupada said we're supposed to have a gate in front of the deities. Because I was in the temple, I was in one temple, somebody come in, people sometimes come in and they want to go on the altar and damage the deities. So we cannot just simply think, oh no, we have Krishna will protect us, so we have to be the servants of Krishna. And we have to also be the servants of Krishna's devotees and take care of Krishna and his devotees. So we kind of just think, well, the Yamaduras, it's their job, it's not my job. I mean the Vishnuduras are supposed to look after everyone. They're supposed to protect people. But this is a service for us, we should take the opportunity to do the service. Just like if there's some service to be done, oh, let somebody else do it. You know, why should I do it? Let somebody else do that. It's not a good attitude. No, we should take every opportunity we get to do service for Krishna. So we have to use our intelligence to see how we can serve Krishna better. We have to protect Krishna, we have to protect his devotees. You know, we cannot be irresponsible and lazy. We have to use our intelligence and constantly be thinking how to improve our service to Krishna. Just like Mother Yashoda, she's always thinking how to protect Krishna. When Krishna kills the demons, Mother Yashoda will take some cow dung and she'll do prayers and offer for protection of her child. Mother Yashoda is in Vatsalya Ras, and she has that mood of taking care of her child. So in the same way, we shouldn't simply want to be served by Krishna, or Krishna will protect us. It's Krishna's job to protect us. We're not supposed to worry. We should have the mood to give service to Krishna, not to take service from
Krishna.
We have to protect Krishna. Yeah, we should be thinking how to protect Krishna. And protecting Krishna also, we have to protect the devotees. So we have to understand Krishna consciousness properly. The mood is to give service, not to take, not to be served. We don't like to be served, we like to serve. There's more pleasure in giving than in receiving. And we can experience that every
day.
When the more we give service, the more happy we feel so satisfied. So we have to develop this mood to be the servant of Krishna. And at the same time, we're dependent on Krishna's mercy. If some dangerous situation comes, we pray to Krishna. Just like Draupadi had her pot and Durvasa was coming with all his men. But she'd already eaten. There was nothing. They'd already had their meal. She couldn't use her pot to feed Durvasa's men. So she just took shelter of Krishna. And Krishna came running from Dwarka. Quick, give me something, find something to feed me. And then there was some leaf there in the pot that she'd not been washed. So Krishna took it, and then immediately he belched. Now I'm satisfied, fully satisfied. And this way, then Durvasa and all of his men, they were also satisfied. Because Krishna is the soul of everyone. So when Krishna is satisfied, then everyone's satisfied. So Krishna saved Draupadi. And he saved her when they were trying to take off her sari. He saved Arjuna so many times in the battle of Kurukshetra. So Krishna is showing he will protect his devotees. But we don't just simply want to take service. We want to be service. We want to give service. Better to give. There should be competition. As we try to serve Krishna, Krishna wants to serve his devotees. Okay, any question? Comment?
Well, the Ganges purifies slowly.
The holy name purifies me. We have to see what is Krishna's arrangement. Some people worship the Ganges for material desire. So according to their particular desire. We should be careful about putting our feet in the Ganges. We must first put the water on our head and offer our respects to Mother Ganges. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, it said that the Lord appears in the Kali Yuga in the form of water and wood. In water he comes as the river Ganges, and in wood he comes as Lord Jagannath. So the river Ganges is very sacred. If you're riding on a boat and you put your feet in the Ganges, it's an offense. It's one of the things we learn. If you go on the parikram and we all go on the boats, then often devotees sit over the side and they have their feet dangling down, put their feet in the water. It's very bad. Putting your feet, huh? Yeah. Okay, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki.